We'd open up with a little Ghostbusters on Halloween night. This is a very interesting evening, so I want to talk about a few things here. Halloween is people call it, I think it's Samhain, but they actually pronounce it like Salmain or something strange like that. But you know, there's all these different theories about it. I know that it's a time when the veils between worlds are very thin. It's one night when the dead get to rise and do their thing. It's also a night, some of the druids believe that it's one of the closest times where the fairies and the elves and everybody else can come out and hang out and have contact or get closer. It's a time where they used to light big bonfires and all around and tell stories around the fire until dawn, until the sun rose, and then they knew it was safe. So, you know, there's all kinds of different stories about that. I know they brought in All Saints Day right after that to try to get people to go over to the All Saints Day and kind of skip the Halloween or Samhain. But, it's kind of interesting. What would you do? Okay, let me see. I'll hang out with the masters or I'll hang out with the dead, you know, the witches and goblins. But it was another little program there. But anyway, tonight is the night. It is Saturday night, and it is Halloween, and so we thought we'd open up with that. There's quite a few things up here that, God, I have so much paperwork here, I don't even know where to start, you know, with all these different things we wanted to cover, but I think I'm going to skip a lot of it and just go into some of the things. We were actually watching some of these, ghost things on TV, ghost hunters and things like that. And I was watching these things, and they go to this Amity Hill house or whatever, I guess, where The Exorcist was filmed or something. They went to some crazy house, long history of possession and crazy things happening. And these guys, it's unbelievable. They're like no training whatsoever. They have no idea what they're getting into. And they go there and they taunt these spirits and try to get them just so they can get a recording, you know, or get some kind of something on there. And I was watching this one episode where they're at this house. I guess this house had a really bad history. I guess it was where the Exorcist got its origin or something in this house. And they went to the same house and, you know, they're getting recordings like it's going the devil and Diablo and on their machines and, you know, all this crazy stuff, and they're getting sick and they're having, you know, headaches and chest pain and muscle spasms and cramps all over their body. You know, they're having all these experiences, you know, and they don't have a clue how to protect themselves or how to heal unseen negative influences. And, you know, what I found out later is after that episode, these guys were a mess. I mean, they were dealing with this for quite some time. And we had the same thing with A&E when they came out here. We had to do a lot of clearing and cleaning up a lot of things that they contacted with that were still hanging on and still, hanging on. But, you know, it's kind of like, to me, the way I look at it is like, you know, I don't go looking for trouble. I mean, I have enough trouble anyway in my life coming at me. I didn't need to go looking for it. I don't need to go taunt it and challenge it and everything else. And that's, a lot of that's coming from the ego, and you are going to just get your butt kicked sooner or later playing with that stuff because you don't really want to play with these energies. So I know these guys are famous now, you know, and they're probably cashing in and making a lot of money and things like that, but there's going to be a price to pay, and hopefully they can get themselves cleaned up and disconnect from these energies, and hopefully they don't follow them home. But, you know, I was just watching this show, and I was just going, oh, my God, like this is unbelievable. Unbelievably, let's just, I don't even want to put a word on it, but it's just really asking for trouble, you know, big time trouble when you go do things like that, especially if you don't have any training. Now, I've had extensive training in this area and I don't go do it. You know, I don't go, you know, looking for these places And I've had people invite me to these things, and I said, no, I'll stay here. I'll hang out here. I don't even go to bars because of all the discarnates hanging around trying to get their fix, you know, vicariously through the humans, you know, that inspiration to take that extra drink and get drunk out of your mind often comes from unseen influences. You know, the alcoholism is a very sticky energy and usually has a lot of entities around it, you know, attached to it. So anyway, you know, pretty crazy stuff out there going on. And I just, when I see these movies, I just, you know, being Halloween, I watched a couple and I just cringed. I just went, oh my God. you know, I don't know. They'll have their lesson. They'll learn what they need to learn out of the experience. And hopefully, you know, they don't get totally possessed and, you know, and find out that they've lost, you know, lost their connection with Source or whatever. But anyway, there's a, you know, all kinds of things going on. There's a bunch of jokes flying around. You know, like what's the most important subject a witch learns in school? And that'd be spelling. Why are ghosts so bad at lying? Because you can see right through them. You know, there's a lot of jokes going around that are kind of funny. I like the ghost one that you can see right through them. But, you know, there's just a lot of things happening. I wanted to kind of do, you know, similar to Ghost to Ghost, you know, and see what kind of stories people want to come up with. If you've had an experience, you know, if you've had an experience, you know, it doesn't matter. We can go with ETs or not all ETs are benevolent. So if you've had some malevolent experiences with ETs, tonight's the night. We can actually talk about that. And if you've had some ghost stories or discarnate spirit stories or you know, people visiting you, you know, relatives coming from the past, you know, from the grave, basically popping up and saying hi. You know, we'd love to hear your stories tonight. You know, we've got call-ins. And I'm going to give the number out. It's 888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831. And so either one of those you can call. And we'll give them out again. Wait for you to get a pin if you want to get a pin. And we'll just go from there. There's so many things happening on this planet. I want to cover a little bit of things before we get into the calls. But a lot of people are feeling this sadness, and they've just got tears, waves of tears coming to them. And it's just out of the blue, and they don't have any reason for it, you know. And they're saying, you know, I'm normally a really happy person, and I don't know what this is. And there's two things going on. One is people are being lifted into a greater awareness, a greater sensitivity with these energies that are coming in. There's waves of energy. Some people are calling this one wave X. You know, it's a major wave of energy going through. And it's just hammering people and pushing everything up to the surface. But lately, I've been seeing a lot of just out of the blue sadness. I mean, I'm just sitting there and all of a sudden I get tears and I go, where did that come from? You know, that's not mine. And I'll be tuning in to the process, the planetary process, where the planet itself is releasing and humanity as a whole are releasing these energies right now and going through a major cleansing, you know, a major healing. So it's a good thing. You know, so don't think you're going crazy. You don't think, you know, you might have a little bout of rage now and then or some anger or frustration. And with these energies, they go high and low. You'll have real highs where you get ecstatically blissed out. And then you'll hit the bottom of the wave where you might go into, you know, some kind of, you know, sadness or depression or things like that, you know, so hang in there. And also too, I'm just getting tons of emails that are having all kinds of skin problems right now. And basically you can thank your U.S. government and the black ops people because it's coming from the chemtrails and a lot of things they're spraying and the chemtrails are starting to surface and come out, all kinds of little AI programs and mutating viruses and bacterias and Morgellons and all these things are starting to surface with a lot of people right now. And so we're getting a lot of people calling in going, what do I do about it? And the only thing I can say is tell your government to stop, stop allowing this. Yeah. I get kind of a little ticked off basically when I hear, you know, they're not real, or I hear people saying, you know, it's over with, you know, we won, you know, the dark hearts are lost and, you know, that's all well and good, but why are they still spraying chemtrails? So it's not over, folks. You know, it's not over till the chemtrails end. So, and a few other things, you know. So when you start seeing, you know, an end to certain major government agencies and you see the chemtrails in, that's when it's over. And it will be over. That's the direction that things are going in. So the banksters out, you know, universal peace, universal law in, and that's basically where we're going. We're in that process right now. And there's a lot of, you know, bumps along the road as we're going into that shift. So, you know, it's there's just so much going on right now. It's just getting really crazy out there, and we have to learn to stay centered and ground ourselves, get grounded, stay centered, do a lot of detoxing if you can, you know, watch what you eat, start eating lighter, eating more closer to the ground, you know, eat a lot more veggies and fruit and things like that, and drink a lot of water and make sure you've got pure water. There's other things you can do. There's cleanses and other things you can do. We could talk about that later. I don't want to give medical advice over the airwaves. It's the quickest way to get taken out. But I'm going to give those numbers again, too, if people want to call in and wait on hold. We've got a few more things we want to cover, but it's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. And you can talk about the energies that you've been experiencing lately. You know, because there is a lot of energies, you know, that are coming through right now. And I think all the way up to Christmas, I really believe the Chinese New Year, which is, I believe, February, you know, between January and February, there's going to be some big announcements and a lot of shifts happening and a lot of big changes this year. So it was too early before. There's a lot of people making false promises out there and their hopes were up and it just wasn't time yet, but things are in place and things are coming together, and we're going to see an end to this old draconian program that we've been under for so long. So it is coming to the close. I thought it was interesting on, I think it was Cobra's site, and it was just a transcript. I didn't get to read it. Somebody else did and asked me about it, and they said that there was a major skirmish between the Pleiadians and the draconians, and they came in and just, you know, there's a major battle that went on. Because they had some Pleiadians that they were killed captive, and they freed them. But I think there was major losses on both sides. I think most of the losses were on the Draconian side. But anyway, there was a major event that happened, a major battle that was just fought and won on our side. So, you know, kudos to that. There's a lot more Draconians. I've heard about 90% of them are gone. So this last 10% of the really nasty ones are being cleaned up. And so, you know, I'm not sure if that is true, but I felt some intense plating energy recently coming in, and I also felt some sadness, a lot of sadness. So if you're connected to the Pleiadians, I think, you know, they're kind of sad about what happened, you know, that in this skirmish, you know, but they're glad it's over and they needed to do it and they needed to free their people. And so you know, hopefully that's the end of that program. I'm sure there's going to be a few more to come, but we've got to get rid of these energies, you know, these gray reptilian energies and some of these serpent beings. We just need to go off and do something else somewhere else, because the Earth is moving out of their frequency. It's moving beyond their ability to function here, and which is a good thing, you know. So anyway, that's the news on that agenda. There's a lot of other things out there that I need to look into. I haven't had a chance to look into. I'm hearing a lot of different stories, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, history is his story, and there's a lot of stories out there. I'm not hearing a lot of women's stories, unfortunately, and that needs to change. You know, we need to get that out, you know, get their story on the air. And that's why this show is here right now. If a lot of you women out there, you're having experiences and you want to tell your story, you know, this is your venue. Right here, I'm very aligned with supporting the Divine Feminine and bringing that out. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Divine Feminine, you know, being birthed by my mom for one thing, and then a lot of divine intervention by some beautiful feminine energies when I was actually dying as a child and had other near-death experiences. I had a lot of help. So, you know, I'm very beholden to the Divine Feminine. And we are pretty out of balance, you might say, with this patriarchal program. It's a draconian program that needs to come to a close. We need to get back into the heart. But that being said, again, you know, if you want to call in, you know, and talk about what's happening, I'm going to pop in. There's a we have some listeners here at the ranch. They're here for Halloween, and I will promise to them that I would play this this other song. And so we're going to see if we can bring this up and go ahead and play this song as well. All right, we went ahead and put that one out for the girls listening in the hall out there. So we promised we'd play Thriller for you. So there it is. There's Michael Jackson. You know, you can't beat the guy. Nobody has the moves or he's gonna. He's probably the grand master of the video. You might say that the moves, the dancing, the music. He's a tough act to follow. I would never want to follow one of his acts. I'd be pretty humbled to be in his presence. But too bad he's not still with it. You know, we could have saved him. You know, there are people that know how to heal a lot of things that he was dealing with. But unfortunately, he was surrounded by some doctors and lawyers and other so-called friends that just would not let anybody get to him and help him out. But we just had one of his lead guitarists up here just a little while ago. But it was kind of funny. Some of the people come through are really interesting. There seems to be a major opening going on in that genre. A lot of we've had Robbie Williams up here. You know, a lot of really famous people. We're hoping to get James Taylor and a few other people up here. They wanted to come, and I don't know where that went. But we've had Danny Dyer and a lot of pretty amazing people up here. Some people come up here. I didn't know who they were. They were famous singers. But me, you know, being pretty much living in the woods and not being having a TV or anything else, I don't know who a lot of these. You know, famous singers are, and some of the soap stars and things like that. You know, so when they come here, we treat them like everybody else. We just tell them we put our pants on one leg at a time, like everybody else here. But anyway, again, this is a night. You know, it's a night when the veils are really thin. You know, we can not fear the darkness, but step in your own self authority and make your own personal connection with Source and. Let the love of Source flow through you into any of these situations, and you won't have a problem. When you get into fear, they got you. And so you don't want to fear any of these things, and you want to respect them and know what they are. But, as I said before, I respect the dark side. I know it exists. I've had my dealings with it and some very intense dealings with it. And, I have a lot of respect for it, but I have, I actually don't give it any quarter. You know, I don't give it one ounce of energy when they try to start playing games with you or whatever. But there are ways of dealing with it, and it's pretty easy. I'm going to give those numbers again: 888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831. I know a lot of you are probably at parties right now and at all kinds of Halloween parties and things like that. You know, I don't know. I guess I'd go to a Halloween party if it was a close friend and a lot of people that were kind of, higher consciousness and energy and just having fun. You know, I'd definitely go to a party like that. But I just have a hard time going to, major gatherings where there's a lot of alcohol, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs. And there's big events here. And I just, I go there and it's just the energy and trying to relate to people under the influence like that is really, really hard. And then I have to clear the room all the time. I'm constantly clearing the energies just, to maintain my fields of energy. And, when you get a certain point in life, we just go, it's just not worth it anymore. You know, it's like, we just had Scott Huckabee up here. We've had some great, instrumentalists and singers and bands and things like that. And, we have dancing up here and things like that, but it's just a whole different atmosphere. you know, and I love music, you know, I love the drums and love the Native American flute and things like that, and love doing the ceremonial dances, the snake dances and things. And next year we're actually going to do that. We're working on putting together not only the Galactic Medicine Wheel, but at the same weekend we're going to have like a snake dance and some other things, which are really amazing. You know, and people, you talk about the snake dance, everybody goes, oh no, he's going reptilian. No, we're not going reptilian. It's just it's a beautiful ceremony where I can't do justice in it. I need to bring somebody on to explain it. But if there's a good Native American out there that wants to explain the snake dance, you know, feel free to call in. But it is quite interesting because you weave, you know, you're weaving in and out and in and out, and you're moving, and you know, you've got your connected to your part, you know, you're all connected in a big line, you know, big, like a big snake, and you're moving in and out, weaving in and out, going back and forth. And then you stop and you separate again, and then they put a line down the middle, and it's like crossing over into the new world, the new time, another dimension or whatever. And you dance, you do your best dance up to the line, you know, and then you jump over it, and everybody cheers you when you do it, and you actually feel the energy. I mean, it's amazing when you jump over that line. You get this real high, and you're supposed to leave everything behind you, you know, the old world behind you. So, you know, a lot of these things have some significant meanings to them, and you know, good ideas behind them, you know, and plus they're fun. Everybody has a really good time. But we'll hopefully be doing some of those, you know, at the end of the probably towards the end of next year. We might even do them, you know, sometime in the summer or spring. But we don't have our calendars up yet. We're working on that. I wanted to talk a little bit more. There's a huge planetary alignment that's going on. I think we're in the middle of it, where all the planets are lining up too. So I think it was Jupiter, Mars, and Venus are lining up. You know, and then this last full moon, I don't know about you guys, but I got no sleep 2 days before and during the full moon. I just gave it up. I was trying to sleep, and there was so much energy coming in. You know, it was very intense. And what they're saying is that this wave of energy that is coming in, some people call it the X wave, as I said, and other ones, they're saying it's already peaked. And that, and now we're on the downswing of it. So that's the good news. But it's my understanding is that we're moving into a highly charged place in the universe where we've never been before, and our whole solar system is undergoing intense changes. And we're going through what some people call like the photon belt. There's different names for it. So we are going through, you know, we're getting ready for a major shift. And these energies are affecting the sun. The sun is putting out a lot more energy right now. You know, we're going to have global climate change, not global warming. I wish they'd get away from that program. Climate change is much more active, because we can't really say global warming, because, you know, there's our places that are really cooling down and getting a lot more rain, and there's other places that are heating up, you know, and melting. And so the caps are, you know, the ice caps are both, I believe, are coming back, you know, so we're seems to be out of that phase, according to what I've seen lately, and according to the statistics. But who knows, you know, the statistics can always be wrong. You know, I've seen here, I can tell by our mountain here, is that this year was probably the barest I've ever seen that mountain. And the past couple of years, we've got, we've been in a severe drought, you know, with some people are saying it's the worst drought in 60 years. You know, there's another different things, you know, different stories about it. But you know, we had really severe fires, you know, severe weather. You know, it was pretty intense here. I mean, we're right at East Eddy. We had two huge fires start this year right out my window. I was just looking right at them. And luckily they didn't, you know, we don't have to worry because they have to cross a river and a couple of pretty green farms to get to us. So I was never really worried about it, but I was kind of feeling sad about all the loss of the wildlife and the forest there and, you know, and everything else going on. But now with these torrential rains after the fires, I know we're going to have some, you know, unfortunately the river's pretty muddy. You know, it's very brown right now. And But the mountain is getting a cap on it, and the snow levels are coming down. And but this last storm almost feels tropical. I mean, it's just been monsooning. You know, the rains are monsooning. Now, there's earthquakes going on all the way from Mexico to Oregon. And there's one area in Oregon that's actually having a whole flurry of earthquakes. And was National Geological, so whatever, they're saying, it's nothing. It's nothing. But unfortunately, it's right on top of a couple of volcanoes there. And so so Oregon's starting to have a lot of activity and a lot of mini quakes activity. I know I sent that out. I mean, Dutch Sense. If you go to Dutch Sense and just YouTube it and listen to his latest talks on that, he'll cover, you know, the Oregon quakes. And be sure and check that out and see it, because it's intense. There's some major activity going on. So, you know, the Earth is expanding, you know, with this new energy. She's going to expand and she's going to bust loose here and there, you know. And I really don't see the oceans, you know, staying quiet. You know, I see a lot of movement in the oceans and a lot more quakes and just a lot more, you know, activity going on, because the Earth, it's part of her process. You know, she's expanding. When the Earth expands like that, you know, when she starts heating up or expanding, you know, that, you know, pressures change. You know, when you have huge ice buildups and then there's no ice, you've got whole continents moving up and down. So there's, you know, there's going to be changes. That's just the way it is. It's part of the process. It's just things are escalated now. You know, it's not, you know, don't go into fear and freak out. And I would just go and meditate. If you go into fear, you're not going to hear anything. But if you really shift into that, they call it loving detachment, you know, but if you can find that space where you're not attached to what information comes to you and what, and go into meditation and just say, you know, ask the Earth where you're at, you know, what are you going to do here? You know, what can you show me? Or ask your higher self, you know, to show me what the land is going to do here. And one of them will actually start, you know, feeding you some dreams or experiences, or you'll start having feelings and visions and things like that. And then you can get your own information. And then you don't have to be running all over the place. I mean, if you really look at all the stuff we went through, Y2K, 2012, you know, there's always some big event. And, you know, I'm not saying these events don't happen. A lot of them are more energetic, you know, than they are physical. So, you know, it's a lot of shifts, a lot of energy happening right now. And, you know, just have to learn to flow with it and stay tuned in. And the more you meditate, the more you ask, you know, and meditate with your intention to see, you know, to see the future, you know, say what's going to happen here. You know, what do I need to do? Ask for your own inner guidance and you'll get it. You know, you'll start being guided as to what you need to do, where you need to go. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're peddling fear porn, and I'm not peddling anything. You know, I'm just saying go within and pay attention and see what comes up for you. You know, right now it's like, the more I think about this, you know, with the shifts and everything, you know, it's back in the 80s, they showed me visions of the Earth and the potential of what was going to happen. And it wasn't pretty. I mean, they showed me visions of the whole Earth becoming a mud ball and going through a huge pole shift and, you know, the continents, the waves, the oceans reeling over the continents and everything. And, you know, it looked nice in the end. The Earth was all cleaned up and it's totally denuded, though. And humanity didn't fare too well, you know, through the process. But in that vision, they told me it doesn't have to happen this way if you continue on your present course. And again, this is back in the early 80s when they're showing me this stuff. And so you really think about it, what we've done, where we've come from there, you know, with all the clearing work and the healing work and the groups that are getting together and you know, people waking up all over the planet, you know, it's like they've avoided a lot of this. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I've got to do some more, you know, tuning in. You know, I'm hearing a lot of different noise about Planet X and all these other huge shifts coming up. And I know we're going to go through a lot of major social and economic changes. I mean, that's definitely in the works. That's already set into motion. the physical changes, I'm just not getting information on them right now. And I think a lot of it, there could be a lot of divine intervention. It's not set yet. And so I'm just kind of holding back on that. You know, I'm not really receiving information, but I haven't really been looking there. I used to look there in the past, and I used to get in all kinds of trouble because one time I was meditating, Babaji was calling me future boy. He said, you know, get back in the now, you know, get grounded, get back in the now, because I was always looking at the future and I was seeing all these major events unfolding. You know, and in the books, you know, that I wrote all cover this. They cover these events and they did unfold. You know, it's a mute point. You know, we can't argue that fact that, you know, and the books talked about the banksters and, you know, rising to power and, you know, and their game and what they're doing. You know, they're talking about the, you know, along the California coast, the earthquakes. And again, remember, this is back in the 80s, and they're talking about volcanoes and the expanding sun. We've had Mount St. Helens go off and things like that. So it's like a lot of things that they covered. You know, they covered all this back in the 80s, and it's transformed. You know, and the sun has gone through its, you know, an intense cycle, and it's continuing to do that. So back in the 80s, they called it the expanding sun. You know, they just said the sun is going to get very active, you know, and it did, you know, and it still is. So, I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of heads up. You know, there's an old saying, you know, it's like we had fear to God's message or spirit's message. And a lot of times, you know, there'll be message that there's going to be some big changes and some earthquakes. And all of a sudden we started adding, you know, 10 pointers to it and things like that. And you know, it may not be. Might not be that severe. You know, we don't need to add all the fear to the messages. We just need to pay attention and, you know, and do what we need to do. I'm going to give those call-in numbers too. Again, this is a really good time. You know, this is your show. If you want to call in, and, you know, a lot of people go, oh, I didn't get to talk, or I didn't get to say my, you know, my point or whatever on the show. And you know, or you don't do enough call-ins and things like that. Well, you know, it's like, this is it. You know, this is the time. You know, I know it's kind of a weird time because most people are at the Halloween parties and things like that, but I'm going to give the numbers out again. So if you do want to call and you want to talk a little bit about some of the things you're experiencing, the shifts of energies, you know, or if you have a good ghost story or another bad joke that I just told a couple, you know, feel free to call in. The number is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. So again, you know, get your pen out. It's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Also, too, while we're talking, it's a little off the subject, but, you know, the Keshe Foundation, I mean, people are just hammering the poor guy, and there's all kinds of people attacking the guy. And I know some people on the inside of that organization, you know, that are way up in the organization. And, you know, the guy delivered, you know, he did deliver these generators, quite a few of them. He put them in leaders around the world, gave them to them, you know, a box with the not only the free energy, but also, you know, it looked like he gave them, you know, a stick, you know, with all the information on it, how to build them, the technologies, you know, healing technologies, everything. So he gave him, you know, some kind of a drive, you know, with all this other information on it too. So, I mean, the guy is putting it out there. He's getting it out to all the different, you know, the world leaders, and, you know, and apparently they work. You know, these generators definitely work. So, you know, I don't see the problem. I don't know why everybody's, you know, the guy has made some claims, you know, as to his, who he is, you know, as far as his soul, you know, I guess, he's been claiming that he's reincarnated Tesla or something else. I'm not sure. But, you know, to me, who cares? You know, it's like, I hear this all the time, you know. It's like you're all of it. You know, why do you need to attach yourself to some other identity? You're all of it. I mean, look what the man's doing. Look at the work that he's doing. And, you know, he's putting his whole family and his life on the line. He's getting these generators out. So, and I have checked out his technology. We did create some things here, and they did work. And that was, you know, some smaller little projects that we're doing. And we eventually we probably will have these these generators, you know, up and running here at the ranch. So, you know, our whole plan is to become sovereign. All right, looks like we've got some callers. So I'm going to go to the callers now. And looks like we've got Nancy from Colorado on line one. Nancy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I enjoy your show.
Hey, welcome to the show.
I'm in my 70s now, but years ago when I was in my 20s, I was in California, and I was engaged, and I was staying in a large bedroom by myself. And in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I saw this blob growing. It's kind of glowing and was going across the room. And the cat was there with me, and the cat's looking at this glowing blob, and it scared the heck out of me. So I turned the light on and went back to sleep. And the next morning, my fiancé's mother said, "Did you sleep all right?" And I said, "Well, I had this weird experience." I said, "Oh, that's that haunted lamp. We'll move it out to the garage." And it didn't come back the next night.
Wow. So something was attached to the lamp.
Yeah, it was from China, and I don't know what it was. Something entity was attached to it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen people, you know, they're like sensitives. They'll bring psychics or sensitives into their house, and they'll go, "Where'd you get this?" You know, and they'll go, "Get rid of it now," you know, because it has all these entities attached to it. And then they don't have any problems as soon as they get rid of the object.
Right, right. I also wanted to mention, whenever there are a lot of gamma rays from the solar flares, I get really tired. And somebody told me my blood's immature, and he gave me a number, a frequency number to say, and that helps, but he has to keep changing the number. He has a lot of his clients have that, and he can hardly keep up with the changes.
Yeah, I can feel that. You know, when a solar flare goes off, the gamma rays are the ones that hit first, basically. And I feel it. I go, "Whoa, what is going on?" You know, and I get all spacey, and sometimes I get a little almost disoriented, or my balance, my equilibrium gets off a little bit. And I'll go, "We just got hit. You know, we got hit by a huge flare." And I'll go to the SOHO site, and sure enough, you know, it'll be a major M class or X class flare, you know, or maybe two or three of them coming at once hit us. And so I've learned that whenever I get that feeling, you know, get a little zap like that, and some people do, they did research at Stanford with monkeys, and they expose them to fluctuations in the magnetic fields, which is what the solar flares do. And they exhibited behavior from comatose to self-mutilation. So, you know, these do have an effect on us. We don't have to behave like monkeys, but they definitely do affect us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Have a great Halloween. Looks like we've got Lynn on line three.
Well, hi, James. It's Lynn. Yep. I have visions of heaven on earth and universal travel, too. And I'm working on the Cities of Light, Peace, Green, helping, healing, caring, sharing services, and organizing the humanity's thought forms so that they understand that right now, if people would realize that all military worldwide need to stand down and go green, and that their thought forms, like, it's so important. If no one's thinking about war, there is no war. So, anyway, one of the ways that's really important is that we still in our USA are creating, we have paid volunteers with single payer, okay, for warring, the military-industrial complex. It's tied to the penal-industrial complex and all the drug wars. So, and all the problems orientated around those coping skills with drugs and, anyway, so, and fossil fuels, of course. But anyway, so if we can get people to refocus, come together and refocus on the manifestation of these, especially the visualization of the healing arts and transformation centers that are open instead of military bases and penal industrial complex, you know, opening And even all the stores that are open 24/7 have these open 24/7 so that we have community services, paid community services with single payer, with a guaranteed monthly income, so we can shift the focus back to unity of consciousness in every community, so that every community, it doesn't matter what race or religion anymore that you are, that you're a community service person. And then we work for paid community services with single payer, so we start to demilitarize the planet together, and we start to have the UFOs being able to come and go too for the kids, the next astronaut travelers, but, you know, put the focus on recreating heaven on earth. So that's what I wanted to talk about, getting away from paid volunteers with single payer for warring to paid community services with a guaranteed monthly income of at least $2,600 a month with single payer, so people can start to regroup, reorganize, and build these cities of light, peace, green, healing arts, you know, and transformation center programs. They're really critical. And edible landscaping crews with pot too, all the cannabis in it, all the edible flowers, you know, just get on with vertical gardens. And, you know, I mean, there's so much to do, and more sports, not the, you know, the warring and drugging and jailing paradigm. So coming together on this.
Just sports. I mean, a lot of the sports create competition, and, you know, they actually pit people against each other and things like that.
Yeah, that's
we need to create different types
just of kids. The transformation, the healing arts and transformation centers will have all the art, music, singing, dance, movement therapies, all the dance, all the multicultural arts that can be offered, and all the movement therapies, you know, like Nia and contact improv, and all the dancing styles of, and all the multicultural arts. I mean, there's just so much to get the kids off, you know, one nation under guns to one nation under God, that's God within, and develop their soul purpose, soul parenting classes. I mean, we have so much to offer in every community, and it can be throughout the whole planet. You know, we can have this, the programs 24 hours with local and global programmers, just like BBS programs that you have. I mean, they can all be offered. And, you know, I mean, 3D interactive yogas, and, you know, there's Qigong, Tai Chi, there's hydrotherapies, there's theater therapy, there's art, music, singing, dance, sound therapies. I mean, there's so much to teach the kids. How about all the licensed massage therapies, hands-on healing programs instead of hands-on guns and drugs and warring, and come on, you know, it's thought form.
Only got about 10 more minutes here on the show, and we've got some other callers backed up, so I want to give them a chance to talk to you. But I totally agree with you, and that's our focus here as well, is to bring out this information and provide, you know, the different, you know, we teach Qigong and hands-on gardening and organic gardening, have medicine wheels and all these things out here too. So
it's a good way to go. To get to the cities, like, so moveon.org, and you put in the search bar, go to the petition site, put on the search bar Mystic, and go down to community services, jobs bill, $2,600 a month with single payer, so we can shift the focus back to communities. Thank you.
Great. All right. Thanks for calling. All right. So, that's quite a mission. You know, there's a lot of things that can get done. We can all participate in shifting this planet around. I wanted to stick on the theme here, on the Halloween theme, and I want to bring up one more song just to put a little fun in the Halloween spirit here. And again, after this, we can pick up a couple more callers, so if you want to call in and talk about anything. But, you know, this is one of my favorites on Halloween, so I'm going to bring this out. That was the Monster Mash. We had to bring that out. I was going to bring on the theme song for the for the Munsters and the Addams Family, but I don't think we have time for that. You know, just having fun here this Halloween. It's important not to take life so seriously and have a little fun once in a while. I mean, yeah, we need to clean up this planet and change things around, but, you know, tonight's a night just to, you know, have a little fun. You know, sit around, tell some stories, you know, light a fire, you know, have some fun with some family and friends. You know, it, unfortunately, we've got monsoon rain happening here. We had some pretty big bonfires ready to go, but and I was hoping to light them this Halloween. But obviously, nature had another program in store for us. You know, the old saying, man plans and creator laughs, you know. So we definitely, you know, had to chill out on that one. It looks like we're coming up to the end of the show here, and we just got a few minutes left. There's so many things going on. You know, I would say, you know, tonight's a really good night before you go to bed to do some clearings, you know, clear the energy. And there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You know, you can welcome them in love and light and tell them they're filled and surrounded with the Christ light or the Buddha light or whatever light you want to put on them. And, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, you can kind of make up your own, you know, the Christ light and the Christ love and tell them they're filled and surrounded with the Christ light and the Christ love or the Buddha light, the Buddha light, the Buddha love and then just have the beautiful many take them to their perfect place. There's a lot of, everybody has a different technique for doing clearings, but it's all about intention, you know? So you might want to burn a little sage and say a few prayers and, you know, give respect to those who have crossed over and those who are on the other side, you know, pay heed to them and be aware of the things that go bump in the night, you know, and the little creepy crawlers and the other stuff. I mean, this is their night, you know, they get to have this night to run around and do their thing, you know, so pay attention. It's just a really good time to watch your energy fields, watch what's coming into your energy fields, you know, do clearings on your place, on your house, and especially do clearings, you know, tonight, you know, light a candle, you know, ask for protection tonight. And it's just not a bad idea. I mean, people ask me how often do we do these clearings? And I tell people, well, I do them in the morning when I get up and I do them at night. And then I do my meditations during the day. And we often do clearings 2-3 times a day. And we're actually doing clearings and in the counseling work, you know, we're always clearing space here. So sometimes we're spending all day just doing clearings, you know, planetary clearings and personal clearings and things like that. So we do a lot of clearings just to keep the vortex, you know, clear here, because it gets a little intense, you know, with these energies coming in. You know, there's an old saying, you know, the more you're lit up, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And that's very true. And the greater your light, it's like a moth coming to a flame, and you're going to have a lot of things coming to you and challenging that light. And so it comes with the territory. And it's real important right now is to stop identifying with, you know, the earth and a lot of the problems in the past and humanity and what's going on, and start identifying, you know, with, and I'm not saying don't identify with Mother Earth. I mean, she's beautiful. Nature's beautiful. I love nature. But I'm saying, you know, just all the nonsense that's happened in the past. You know, it's time to release the past and let it go, you know, and stop identifying, you know, with it. You know, don't let it create your tomorrow or create your future. And there's a million ways of doing that, you know, and mainly just setting the intent on releasing the past. Because, you know, we are a product of our attitudes and emotions and beliefs that we carry with us, you know, about each other and friends and family and the world in which we live. And the more we can change our beliefs, the more we can change the world. You know, and always remember, there's a lie in belief, you know. So whatever you believe, there's always a lie in there. It can always expand. It can change, you know, be flexible in your beliefs, you know, because there's more to the universe that can be capsulized in any book, you know. So, you know, I'm going to do a whole show here pretty soon. And we're working on it right now, but I'm going to do a whole show and just talk about the real history of Earth and the origin of the religions and who started the religions. And people are going to be shocked when they realize, you know, who the bearded gods were and with each religion and how they got started and how we need to, like, you know our roots, know what really happened in the past, and know how we've been just controlled and enslaved. And you know, there's some beings here that were benevolent, were wonderful beings, and they were very service-oriented and helped humanity the earth, and some weren't. Some were very self-serving, you know, and they said, you'll have no gods before us, you know, and they're very demanding and very they're basically genocidal. You know, if you cross them, you know, your future was coming to an end, you know, if you went ahead and crossed them. But, you know, one of these days I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a whole show on that, and just, it's going to be like a story time show, and we're going to start from the beginning and talk about, you know, how the earth was colonized many times and the different beings that came here, and then how we're just a big genetic soup down here, both human genetics and plant and animal genetics, because the earth was, you know, was an experiment, and there's 12 different star nations that all brought their animal and plant life and even human genetics to the earth many times, you know, to reseed the earth and get it going. So this is a giant biological zoo here. It really needs to be maintained and respected and honored. And you know, we need to stop destroying, you know, the planet and all the diverse life down here, you know, because it is an amazing place. There's no other place, you know, in the galaxy that has the life, you know, that's here, that's maintained here. Good news is most of it has all been preserved, you know, on the inner earth. You know, there's huge pockets on the inner earth that have a lot of the animals and plant lives and things that a lot of us think were, you know, myths. You know, they actually still exist, you know, within, they've been preserved. And there's a whole planets where they've actually taken life off of other plants as well as earth and preserved it. So they have like planetary zoos, you might say, in other places. So it's a big universe out there. You know, there's at least 200 billion suns in this Milky Way galaxy with planets revolving around them. There's over 500 billion galaxies out there, and that's just in this dimension. So if we think we're it and we're all there is, you got a really small god, you know. So it's time to, we're going to play a little game. How big is your god, and where did your god come from? And so that's going to be coming up here in a show, you know, probably in the next few shows. We're working on it right now. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. And so we're going to have to be signing off. Have a great Samhain, or Samhain, or however you want to say it. You know, gather together, tell your stories, have a great evening, and do a little healing work, a little prayer work before you go to bed, and ask for guidance and protection and see what happens. You never know. But anyway, this is James Gillen signing off for As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening, and watch the skies and watch your heart, because both are getting really busy and really activated right now. Anyway, good night.